From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at WhiskeyAmbitions.com. It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting, you get to do your own personal barrel selection experience, and you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. Or do something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Hey everybody, welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we are going to be reviewing Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Tennessee Rye.
Ooh, love that rye whiskey.
It is so good.
It is good.
I first got introduced to it, I think, one of our first barrel picks when we went down there with Miss Mary Bobo's and that whole thing. And,
and Goose.
But that was before they had a wide release of their first rye, and they only had cash strength rye at their gift shop. And then we had it, and I was like, oh my God,
I have to buy it. I think it was like a
375.
375, I bought it. Yeah. I still have it. It's fantastic.
I've got maybe two or three drinks out of it.
I still nurse it because I want people to come over. Nobody comes to my house because I'm a loser. But I'm kidding. But yeah, the rye is fantastic.
It is. And so this is the 2023 limited edition special release of features Jack Daniel's Tennessee Rye Whiskey, aged first in new American white oak barrels and then finished in high toasted heritage barrels.
Okay.
Not too sure what that means, but it has a grain bill of course, 70% rye, 18% corn, and 12% malt of barley. Charcoal mellowed and before aging in new handmade American white oak barrels for at least 5 years, and then aged for over 2 years in uniquely crafted heavy toast heritage barrels from the Jack Daniel's Cooperage. It's 100 proof and has a $75 SRP for a 700 ml.
This is why we need a marketing team. Calling it a heritage barrel is brilliant because people are like, oh, heritage.
That makes me excited. Mm. But I will say, look at
the colors. Really dark.
That's what I said. I said, look at the color on this thing for 6 years, maybe.
I think that charcoal, you know, melling or whatever filter they call it.
Seven years.
And then two, it's in Southern Tennessee, so it gets really hot and humid. It just adds some to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe it's that maple wood, though, too, that helps get darker.
Well, the charcoal.
It's maple wood they use for charcoal.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. There you go. All right. Well, on with the nose.
Smells great. But there's like
this is really good.
I mean, gosh, it's like the fruits you get on a charcuterie board, you know, like grapes, dates, figs, a little bit of honey in there, or some like brininess to it, or something
like an olive, like a pickled cucumber,
pickled cauliflower. No, I'm kidding.
Something actually, I don't mind the pickled stuff that comes on it.
I love pickled stuff.
Oh, I mean
anything pickled, I'm a sucker for.
I actually love pickles. I'm a big fan of pickles in general. All right,
but brown sugar. There's some nice fruity and sweetness on this nose.
On with the taste.
It's like a date syrup. Is what it reminds me of.
It almost feels like a burnt marshmallow.
Yeah.
Is what it feels like to me. And don't get me wrong, people love burnt marshmallows. You start cooking some more, you put your marshmallow on there, you put it on the fire, but some people like to literally light that thing up and then they just start shaking it.
It reminds me of a 1910 almost from
Old Forester.
Yeah, very similar profile. that burnt marshmallow campfire. But I guess with the rye too, there's this nice fruitiness to it. I just get like date syrup, you know, if you ever had date syrup you could buy.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm getting.
I mean, there's just like a...
But there is that toasted marshmallow.
Yeah, there is this like denseness to it, or almost like a burnt...
Not even toasted, burnt marshmallow.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like burnt marshmallow. Yeah, it's kind of what I get.
Hovered over the fire and you're like, it's on fire. Oh, blow it down, but don't burn your face.
No, you don't do that. You just literally just pull it between the two graham crackers and just... That's it. It's on there. All right, so what's your feeling on the nose here?
Thumbs up. I really like it.
And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really like it.
And the finish?
Thumbs up. This one's really good.
Really? Okay, I'll go sideways on the thumbs.
On the finish?
On the finish.
Okay.
Well, only because it's like, it just has a weirder, not weirder, but more weird flavor profile than probably what I've been accustomed to.
Okay. Maybe because it's a rye, but I don't know. I like the fruitiness, the richness, the decadence. I really like it.
Maybe because I hate camping and I hate roasting marshmallows.
Yeah. He's a tech guy, so he's in his office all day cranking out emails.
That's
whereas I'm in the outdoors. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. But that is our review of Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Tennessee Rye. With that, cheers, everybody.
In the Heritage Barrels.
In the Heritage Barrels.
Yep.
We'll see you next time.
Toodles.